want to continue on in our subject, and we're focusing on the early rain experience.
我们要继续研讨关于早雨的经验。
Now, I'm going to go through some Old Testament prophecies.
现在我们要看的是旧约里面的一些应许。
And then we're going to look at some statements from the spirit of prophecy.
然后我们要看这个预言之灵的一些的摘录。
Let's go to the book of Zechariah.
请大家翻开到撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 9,
第九章。
And we're going to look at verse 12.
第十二节。
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12. It says, Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
你们被囚而有指望的人都要转回保障我今日说明我必加倍赐福给你们
Now it's interesting to note that in this prophecy the God's people are called prisoners of hope
这里上帝称他的子民呢是被囚但是有指望的人
And we should all be prisoners of hope
我们也希望大家是被囚而又指望的人
Where would we be without hope?
如果没有指望我们还可以到哪里呢
This is why so many in this world are so depressed and lonely
今天世界上我们看到许多非常孤单的人就是因为没有指望
But notice what God said he's going to do to those who are prisoners of hope
但是注意看上帝对那些被囚而有指望的人说了什么
He said I'm going to do something He said I'm going to give you a double portion
他说我要加倍的赐福给你们
Now What are the people of God hoping for?
那么上帝的子民在、希望指望得到什么呢
God said he's going to render them double
上帝说他要加倍的赐福给他们。
Now, I want to show you what he's going to do.
我要让你看到上帝要做什么。
And what they are hoping for.
他们子民又在指望这些什么。
Now, look at Zechariah chapter 10.
请翻开到撒迦利亚书第十章。
Look what it says here in verse 1.
从第一节看。
Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain.
当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field.
他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长蔬菜、菜蔬。
Now, what is the double portion or double blessing that God's going to give.
所以上帝要给他们加倍的福气是什么呢?
He said it's what? The latter rain.
他说到的就是春雨,就是晚雨。
So here we see Zechariah prophesying of the, in the last days, those who are prisoners of hope will receive the latter rain.
可以看到的就是撒迦利亚这里的预言指那些被囚有指望的人所要得到加倍的福气就是
those who are prisoners of hope are people who wait in great expectation
被囚有指望的人是那一般期待的人
they are looking forward to the special event
他们展望即将来到的特别的日子
patiently they endure
他们耐心
Through trials and tribulations,
借着困苦与磨练
through good times and bad,
借着顺境与逆境
they continue to have hope,
他们继续的带有指望
and God will reward their faith,
上帝也因此会赐福他们的信心
with the outpouring of the latter rain,
借着这个圣灵晚雨的配降
Now, this clearly teaches,
这个晚雨的配降教导我们
that it's during the early rain experience
就是在这个早雨的经验中
that we are to cultivate being prisoners of hope
我们要培养成为被囚有指望的人
it's during that time We are to learn to trust implicitly in God.
也就是在那个时候，我们要完完全全的培养信靠上帝的信心。
And to those who are experiencing prisoners of hope, they and they alone will be the recipients of the outpouring of His Holy Spirit.
对那些体验到被囚但有指望的人，他们就会成为领受完语的。
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 58.
让我们现在翻开到以赛亚书第58章。
Now I would highly recommend you read this entire chapter.
我要介绍大家读整章。
Well, we don't have time here today.
但是今天我们没有时间读整章。
So let's focus here, starting with verse 6.
我们从第六节开始看。
Now before, let me give a little background.
先看看这个背景。
Now, God's people are behaving in a manner that is inappropriate.
上帝的子民，他们的行为举止是不是很好？
They think they are righteous.
他们以为自己是有义，有义的人。
But the reality is the opposite of what they think.
但事实是跟他们所认为的是相反的。
They are confused why God is not blessing them.
他们对上帝不赐福他们感到疑惑、迷惑。
Now, I want you to see that what they are doing versus what God requires are two different things.
我要让你们看到，他们所做的和上帝所要求他们所做的是两回事。
They were behaving in a very un-Christ-like manner.
他们的行为是非常不把荣耀、不像基督的。
If you read verses 1 through 5, you will see that.
如果你从58章的首五节可以看到这一点。
But now in verse 6,
现在在第六节，
God is speaking.
上帝跟他们讲话。
And he says, and I'm going to paraphrase it in our terminology.
我就用自己的这个表达来讲这一段。
God is simply saying, I didn't ask you to behave this way.
上帝就很简单说，我并没有叫你们有这样的行为举止。
This is the way I want you to behave.
我要求的是这样子的。
In other words, this is what it means to be a Christian.
换句话说，这就是成为基督徒所该有的。
Now, what does it mean to be a Christian?
成为基督徒是什么意思呢？
Look at verse 6.
看看第六节。
What is acceptable to God?
上帝所接纳的是什么样的？
Is not this the fast that I have chosen?
我所拣选的禁食。
To loose the bands of wickedness?
不是要松开凶恶的绳。
To undo the heavy burdens?
解下额上的锁。
To let the oppressed go free?
使被欺压的得自由。
That ye break every yoke?
撤断一切的轭吗？
Now notice the description.
你注意看上帝的形容。
They're breaking the yokes, they're lifting the burdens, they're helping those in need.
我们看到要松开凶恶的绳，解下额上的锁，就是要帮助那些受欺压的。
He says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry?
然后说，不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人。
And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house?
将漂流的穷人接到你家中。
When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him?
见赤身的给他衣服遮体。
And that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh?
顾惜自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？
Now, what's he describing?
所以上帝在这里形容哪一些东西？
He's describing the experience of the good Samaritan.
他是在形容这个撒玛利亚人，好撒玛利亚人的这个性格。
Are we our brother's keepers?
我们是否是我们弟兄的照顾人呢？
Yes.
我们应该做到。
Listen, he's describing people who are full of compassion and mercy.
上帝形容的是那些富有怜悯同情心的。
What does James say?
雅各说什么呢？
He says, you have faith?
说如果你有信心，
then show me your faith.
那你要向我显明。
Look, it's not faith when you see somebody lying in the gutter or the street.
如果你看到有人 就在这个街道上躺着而不管这不是信心
and you walk on by and say brother I'm praying for you
然后你经过说我会为你祷告
and then you go your merry way
然后你就擅自的离开
that's not a Christian
这不是基督徒所该做的
what is the parable or the story of the good Samaritan all about
这个好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻说的是什么
It's about helping those in need.
就是谈到要怎样的帮助需要的人。
And this is what is wrong with the church.
这就是教会的毛病。
We don't have compassion.
我们没有同情心。
Or very little.
或者很少。
We need to learn to experience, and I'll tell you, we better, if we expect to get the latter rain, the Good Samaritan experience.
如果我们要得到晚雨，我们最好呢，就是现在要培养这好撒玛利亚人的品格。
Now, when we have this experience,
而当我们有这样的经验之后，
notice what will happen.
注意有什么事情。
Look at verse 8.
第八节。
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health spring forth speedily.
这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光。
Now, by the way, I want you to notice...Your light, of course, referring to the righteousness of God, the glory of God, will break forth as the morning.
你的光就像如早晨的光，是指耶稣所带给你的公义的光。
And notice it says, not only that, your health will be restored.
还有他说，你所得的医治要速速发明。
Now this is not just spiritual.
这并不单只是指属灵的医治。
It's also physical.
也谈到我们肉体上的医治。
Then it goes on to say, And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
然后你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光必做你的后盾。
Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer.
那时你求告，耶和华必应允。
Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I.
你呼求，他必说我在这里。
If now he qualifies at this point, he qualifies again what it's going to take to fulfill the promise.
然后上帝继续说下去的是那些的条件，你要做到什么才可以得到这样的应许
？What do I have to do if I want the blessings of God to fall upon me?
如果我要上帝的福气降在我身上，我要做些什么？
He said, if you take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and the speaking of vanity.
他说你若从你中间除掉众恶和指在人的指头并发恶言的事。
If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul.
你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯使困苦的人得满足。
He reminds them again what God requires.
上帝提醒他的子民，他的要求是什么
？If you do these things, he said.
如果你做这些事情，他说
，Then God will bless you.
那么上帝就能够赐福你。
He said, Then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday.
他说，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。
Now watch verse 11.
注意看第十一节。
Now remember, he's talking about the blessings of God and what God expects from his people.
记得上帝这里所说的是你要得到的福气的条件和上帝对他们的要求。
The children of God in this chapter, in terms of the history, are spiritually dead.
在这一段历史中，上帝的子民呢，他们属灵上是死了。
They think everything is okay.
他们认为一切事情都是好的。
They are deluded.
他们受到了一种的迷惑。
They're just like the Laodicean church.
他们的情况就好像老底家的情况。
What's wrong with Laodicea?
老底家有怎么样的毛病呢？
The typical answer people give is, well, they're lukewarm.
哦，我们基本上得到的回答就是他们是不冷不热。
That's not the real problem.
他们最大的毛病还不是这个。
It's a problem, but that's not the core problem.
的确是一个问题，但不是最大的问题。
What is the real issue with the Laodicean church?
老底家教会最大的问题是什么？
The real problem with the Laodicean church is, friends, they don't know that they're lukewarm.
问题就是老底家教会里的人不知道自己是不冷不热。
The danger is in the fatal delusion. They think everything is okay.
危险就是在于觉得什么事情都很好而受到了一种的迷惑。
But the reality is the opposite of what they're thinking.
而实在的说呢，他们现在的情况刚好是与自己的想法相反的。
What do the Laodiceans say?
这些老底家的人怎么样说呢？
I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing.
我富足也不需要有任何的东西。
What are they declaring? They're declaring, you know what?Look how blessed we are. Look how many people we have. And look at all the things we are doing.
你看看我们上帝给的福气，你看看我们多少的人，这些都是好的。
It amounts to spiritual arrogance.
这些就是在属灵上呢，好像是自己啊，非常的自满的态度。
This is what they think in their head is the reality of their condition.
这是在他们脑袋里面所认为事情是这样子的情
况。But notice what Jesus declared.
但是耶稣讲什么呢？
He said, "Thou knowest not."
他说你不晓得。
Well, what don't they know?
他们不晓得什么？
That thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
那就是你是贫困，你是可怜，你是瞎眼，你是赤身肉体。
That is their true condition.
这就是他们真正的情况。
Yet the danger is they don't know it.
但是问题就是他们不知道，所以就成为了一个危机、危险。
This is the same problem in Isaiah 58.
所以在五十八章以赛亚书所讲的也是同样的问题。
Now.God's people in the last days,
上帝的子民在末时末日的时候
and the Jews in Isaiah day,
和这些犹太人在以赛亚的时候
have the same problem.
都有同样的问题。
The same message God gave to Isaiah,
上帝给予以赛亚的这个信息
is the same message he gives to us.
也是他要给我们的同一个信息。
Look at verse 1.
再看第一节。
He said, cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins.
五十八章第一节，你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯。
Why does God say that?
为什么上帝这样说呢？
That's a very strong text.
这是一个非常严厉的指责。
I mean, if you really understand the time setting and the background,This is very strong.
如果你知道当时的背景，你就知道这样的指责是非常严厉的。
Now, why is God saying this?
上帝为什么这样说呢？
Because he knows that the children of Israel are so deluded that the only way to wake them up is to shake them up.
因为他知道以色列的子民受到了这么大的迷惑，唯一能够让他们醒起来的就是把他们大大的震动。
And the only way to shake them up,
而能够把他们震动醒起来的，
they have to be exposed for their real condition.
就是让他们清楚看到自己原来的状态。
Like John the Baptist,
好像施洗约翰。
Isaiah has to lay the axe to the root of the tree.
以赛亚就要从根呢，连根拔起他们的问题。
Because that's where the problem lies.
因为这就是问题的根结。
And the same is with the Laodicean church.
同样的，在这个老底家教会。
We too have a message, cry aloud and spare not.
我们也要毫无保留地把这信息发出去。
It's the message to the Laodiceans.
因为这个信息是给老底家。
This is a very straight testimony.
这是一个非常直接了断的。
It is to expose the superficial experience of those in the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
这直接了断的信息是要让 基督复临安息的教会清楚看到他们的情况。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is God telling Isaiah to preach such a strong message?
为什么以赛亚要接着上帝宣讲这么严厉的指责呢？
Why is God telling us to preach a straight testimony to the Laodicean church?
为什么上帝要我们揭发这直接了当的信息呢？
As many as I love,
他说,
I chasten and rebuke.
凡我所爱的，我必管教。
That's why.
所以,
because he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to miss heaven.
因为他爱我们这么多，他不愿意我们失去天国。
It's the only way to wake us up.
只有这样的方法才能够叫醒我们。
Now, when we do the very things that God says,
如果我们做上帝要求我们做的东西,
I want you to see what God's going to do.
我要你看上帝在我们身上要成就什么。
Verse 11,
58章11节。
And the Lord shall guide thee continually.
耶和华也必时常引导你。
And satisfy thy soul in drought.
在干旱之地使你心满意足。
And make fat thy bones.
骨头强壮。
Now let's stop right there.
我们看看这几个。
He said he's going to satisfy your soul in drought.
他说在干旱之地使你心满意足。
What's a drought?
什么叫干旱呢？
It's a dearth. It's a famine in the land.
就是一个地有的饥荒。
What's lacking?
什么是缺少了什么？
When you have a drought, what is missing?
干旱就是缺少什么？
Rain!
就是雨水，对吗？
And what is a rain a metaphor for?
那么雨水又代表什么？
It's a metaphor for the blessings that God, through the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost.
就是上帝所要借助第三个个体圣灵所要降下的福气。
What is God saying is missing in the church?
上帝告诉我们教会所缺少的是什么？
If there's a dearth, if a spiritual dearth, what's missing?
如果有属灵的干旱，到底是缺少什么呢？
Rain is missing.
就是雨水没有了。
What's missing is the Holy Spirit.
我们所缺少的就是圣灵。
That's why many of us are so Christless.
所以呢，我们许多人都没有基督的榜
样。That's why so many of us have very little power.
也没有这个能力。
That's why there's so much contention and hatred and bitterness in the church of God.
因为如此，教会里面有多少的苦毒，多少的争斗。
It's because the Holy Spirit is not reigning in the hearts.Of those who claim to be his children.
因为这些自称是上帝子民的圣灵没有主宰他们。
God said, I'll make fat your bones in a drought.
上帝说在这个干旱之地也使你骨头强壮。
He goes on to say,
继续说,
And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of waters, whose waters fail not.
你必像浇灌的园子又像水流不绝的泉源。
What's he saying?
上帝说什么呢？
What's he saying he's going to do for?
他要为我们成就什么呢？
He's going to send them the rain.
他要降下雨水给他们。
But notice the description.
但是注意他的形容词。
It'll be in such abundance.
就是是风风充充足足的
that you will be like a fountain overflowing with water
就好像一个水流不绝的泉源。
This is clearly describing the latter rain experience
这个很清楚的向我们解释晚雨的经验。
Which means what?
意思就是什么呢？
That when we meet the conditions
就是当我们达到上帝的
This is describing the early rain.
符合上帝的要求的时候，我们看到的就是晚雨的经验的时候。
Remember, you cannot receive the latter rain until you first receive the early rain.
但是我们要记得，除非我们已先领受早雨，我们就不可能先领受晚雨。
The good Samaritan experience is the early rain experience.
好撒玛利亚人的经验就是早雨的经验。
When God has a people full of compassion and mercy and sympathy and are reaching out, helping those less fortunate, then He will have a people ready for the outpouring of the Spirit.
当上帝有一帮子民是富有怜悯心肠，是有这个爱心的，是在做他的工作的，那上帝就能够准备好配降他的福气往矣。
Go to Hosea.
我们再来看看何西阿书
Chapter 6
第六章
Now again, you're going to get early rain, latter rain. You're going to see this constantly repeated.
从这里我们也可以看到早雨和晚雨的交代。
Hosea chapter 6, notice verse 1.
注意看何西阿书第六章第一节。
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
来吧，我们归向耶和华。
For he hath torn and he will heal us.
他撕裂我们，也必医治。
He hath smitten and he will bind us up.
他打伤我们，也必缠裹。
Now let's stop there for a moment.
我们在这里思考一下。
Come, let us return unto the Lord.
来吧，我们归向耶和华。
Now this is the message of Hosea to the church.
这是何西阿向当时教会所发出的信息。
Now what does this imply?
这个让我们知道什么呢？
That even though they claim to be God's people,
那就是说，虽然他们自称是上帝的子民，
they are clearly not walking with God.
他们肯定不是与上帝同行。
If they're walking with God, why would he say return?
如果他们是跟上帝同行的话，为什么要说归向耶和华呢？
The fact that he says return or come back to the Lord clearly indicates, friend, they're not walking with God.
何西阿说归向耶和华，就像我们暗示之前他们已经远离了耶和华。
Now I love the next part. It says he hath torn, he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us.
我很喜欢接下来所说的，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠。
Now what is he talking about?
这里说的是什么呢？
He hath torn,
他撕裂我们。
He has smitten,
他打伤我们。
Yet he'll bind and he'll forgive or he will heal us.
但是他却医治也要缠过我们。
You see.The straight testimony.
我们看到了这严谨直接了当的信息
is to bring a message that will, in the words of the prophet, tear you or smitten you. You see,
就好像何西阿先知所讲，要撕裂你，要打伤你。
Look, you cannot receive the benefits.Of the healing of God, unless you feel your need of Him.
我们看到的就是，除非你感受到自己有这个需要，不然你就不能够从上头领受他所要带给你的医治。
And you cannot feel your need of God unless you are brought to a position where God shows you what you are really like.
同样的，除非上帝。把你带到让你认识自己的情况之下，你也不会要求上帝带给你的这些的医治。
Before God can heal you, He has to tear you.
上帝在还没有医治你的时候，他必要先来撕裂你。
You see, before He can bind you up, He has to smite you.
他还没有缠裹你的时候，他先要打伤你。
This is the only way to heal the problem.
这就是唯一能够解决问题的方法。
Now notice how he compares it.
我们看看
verse
2, 比较第二节。
After 2 days he will revive us. In the 3rd day he will raise us up and we will live in his sight.
过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起。
Now what event is he referring to?
这个是指什么样的事情？
As an illustration of the experience that God's people are going to have to go through.
就是要形容上帝的子民所要经过的。
Got any ideas? What is it? Oh yeah, but look what it says. Look, look, look. After 2 days, he will revive. On the third day, he will raise us up. I mean, come on. Do I got to explain this to you? Do I have to explain to you the core essence of Christianity?
你认为呢?
What does this remind you of? What event? The death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你注意看他的字眼，你可以清楚看到呢。
The question is, why is he referring to the death, burial, and resurrection?
但问题就是为什么这位先知指向耶稣的死、埋葬和复活？
Look, friends, before God can bring us the blessings of the atonement, Christ has to be torn.
朋友们。 你看到吗? 当上帝还没有把这救赎的福气带给你的时候,
Jesus, excuse me, I apologize.
耶稣基督必要先被撕裂,
Jesus has to be smitten.
耶稣要先被打伤,
then comes healing.
然后才有医治,
the same is with us.
同样的我们也要经历,
we too have to be torn and smitten.
我们也要撕裂被撕裂被打伤,
then we become healed. And the only way we can be smitten and torn, God has to tell us the truth about who we really are.
所以如果要我们得到医治和成果，上帝一定要清楚告诉我们的实况是怎么样的。
In other words, what does it say in Hebrews 4 verse 12? That the word of God is a sword.
记得在希伯来书四章十二节说到上帝的话如两刃的剑。
The sword of God smittens the people. It tears the people.
上帝的宝剑就是他话语呢，能够刺透我们，打伤我们。
The word of God, my friends, helps us to see really what it means to be a Christian.
上帝的话让我们可以清楚看到 何谓真正的基督徒?
Then and only then can God heal us of our condition.
也只有在这样的情况之下, 上帝才可以把医治带给我们。
Look, friends, let's suppose you have cancer. God forbid, no, I hope no one ever does. But I mean, suppose you have a serious illness.
比如说我们得了一个绝症。
And yet you don't know it.
而你不知道。
And yet there's somebody who detects that you have this illness.
但是 有另外一个人帮助你找到了这个绝症。
Now let's assume for the sake of the illustration that that individual has the answer to heal you.
那我们假设在这个比方中，这个帮助你找到这个问题的人，他有这个解决的问题的方法。
Now, as unpleasant as the news may be,
那我们看到就是这个消息虽然是不好，
that you are dying from a disease, a serious disease.
那就是因为你患上绝症要死去。
Wouldn't you want that person to tell you if you knew he had the answer to heal your disease?
那难道你不想听听这位仁兄他到底有什么办法帮你解决这个问题，使你好起来吗？
Well, of course you would.
你当然愿意听，对吗？
Now, it would, no doubt, it would be painful.
当然，你需经过一些的痛苦。
To be told you're dying.
因为你知道自己要死去。
But there's no need for you to die if you accept the remedy.
但是如果你接受这位仁兄的解药，他的方法，你就不需要死去嘛。
But if you refuse the very straight message,
但是如果你拒绝 他这样直接告诉你的方法,
that you are dying,
就是你必须死去, 你将会死去。
You may think all day long you are well,
你可能一直以为我还是好好地活下去,
but the reality is you are not.
但是实况就是你却是在走向死亡之路。
And you know what's going to happen to you, don't you?
你当然知道
You're going to die.
你将会很快地死去。
Not because you couldn't be healed,
并不是因为你不能得到医治。
But because you refuse to listen to the remedy to the problem.
而是因为你拒绝接受他所要给你的良药。
In other words, you die because of your own stupidity.
所以你是因为自己的愚蠢而死去。
Now, he makes reference to the death, burial, and resurrection.
所以这里何西阿说到了这个死、埋葬和复活。
What will God do after he tears us and smites us?
上帝撕裂和打伤我们之后会为我们做什么呢？
He will heal us.
他会医治我们。
But notice what he will do in verse 3 as well.
然后第三节我们看到什么？
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord.
我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
His going forth is prepared as the morning.
他出现却如晨光。
He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
What did God said he will do?
上帝说他会做什么呢？
In these verses.
在这章节里头
He tells us that this is describing the early and the latter rain experience.
他在形容这个早雨和晚雨的经验。
The smiting and the tearing.
这个撕裂和打伤。
This is directly parallel to what Peter said when he said, repent and be converted.
这个就和彼得之前我们所说的悔改归正是有直接的关系和意思。
This is the early rain.
这就是早雨的。
Unless we go through the experience of being torn and smitten,
除非我们经过这撕裂打伤的经验，
we cannot receive the latter rain.
我们不可能领受这个晚雨。
In other words, the early rain experience is a painful experience.
换句话说早雨的经验是一个痛苦的经验。
Why is it a painful experience?
为什么它是一个痛苦的经验？
Because it's through the trials and the tribulations of life that we overcome our sin.
是因为借着人生的困苦与试炼，我们才能够得胜罪恶。
It's only as we come through that experience.Then we will be healed in the process.
我们经过这样的经验，然后胜利出来的时候，才能够感受到他的医治。
Now, let me read to you some statements from the pen of inspiration.
现在我要从预言之灵读一段摘录。
Now, what I'm going to do now at this point is I'm going to focus on the early rain experience. We're going to come to the latter rain, but now I want to specifically focus on early rain.
我们之后要谈到晚雨，但这一堂呢，我们要先看看早雨的经验。
Now the first statement comes from the book The Desire of Ages, page 671.
历代愿望原文七十啊、原文七十
Desire of Ages
第七十三章的原文671面。
Now I'm just going to read. I don't know if you can pick this up. Okay.The power of evil had been strengthening for centuries.
罪恶的势力在代代加强。
And the submission of men to this satanic captivity was amazing.
世人服在撒旦束缚之下的情况令人惊讶。
Now listen very carefully.
听清楚。
Sin could be resisted and overcome only through the mighty agency of the third person of the Godhead.
人唯有依靠第三位真神的大能大力，才能抵挡并得胜罪恶。
Who would come with no modified energy, but in the fullness of divine power?
有了圣灵世界的救赎主所做成的大事，才能生效。
It is by, it is the spirit that makes effectual what has been wrought out by the world's redeemer.
有了圣灵，世界的救赎主所做成的大功才能生效。
It is by the Spirit that the heart is made pure.
靠圣灵，人的内心才能变为纯洁。
Through the Spirit, the believer becomes a partaker of the divine nature.
借着这个圣灵呢，人才能够以这个神圣的 属灵的性能天性有份。
Christ has given his spirit as a divine power to overcome all hereditary and cultivated tendencies to evil.
基督已赐下他的灵来制胜人类一切遗传和后天养成的恶习，并把他的品格印在他的教会上。
And to impress his own character upon the church.
并把他的品格印在他的教会上。
Now, how or by whom is the only power we can get victory over sin?
我们怎样才能够得到这个得胜罪恶呢？
It's the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵。
This is the early reign experience.
这就是早雨的经验。
Overcoming all hereditary and cultivated tendencies to sin.
从我们无论是遗传下来的罪恶，或者我们培养出来的罪恶中得胜。
The early reign experience is that the work of the Holy Spirit is to impress God's character on you.
早雨的经验就是上帝的工，圣灵的工作，使到上帝的品格能够牢牢地印在你的心上。
Again, it's this.Work of the Holy Spirit during the early reign that He accomplishes victory in our lives.
再次我们看到这个得胜罪的经验呢，是早已的时候的经验，使我们能够有这个能力得胜。
My life today.
今日的生活。
Page 93.
原文93面。
Again, describing the work of the Holy Spirit.In the life of the individual during the early reign experience.
再次看到的就是早雨的时候，圣灵要怎么样的帮助上帝的子民克服。
A refining, purifying process is going on amongst the people of God.
在上帝的子民中正进行一番提炼洁净的功夫。
And the Lord of hosts has set his hand to this work.
万军之耶和华已亲自着手要完成这工作。
This process, listen very carefully, this process is most trying to the soul.
注意听这一段，他说这样的提炼是最难忍受的。
But it is necessary in order that defilement may be removed.
但去除污秽自属必须试炼是少不了的。
Notice that the purifying of the people of God, she says, is a trying ordeal.
注意看这里说提炼上帝的子民呢是最难忍受的。
But it's necessary in order to remove sin.
但是因为要除掉罪呢是必须的。
This is what Hosea was talking about. You're smitten, you're torn.
这就是何西阿所说的你要撕裂你要打伤。
Then you're healed.
然后医治才来到。
It's a trying ordeal.
这是一个非常痛苦的经验。
This is the early reign experience.
这就是早雨的经验。
She goes on to say, trials are essential in order that we may be brought close to our heavenly Father in submission to His will.
他说试炼是少不了的，要引领我们更加靠近我们的天父，使我们顺服他的旨意。
That we may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
以致我们可以凭公义献供物给他。
Notice that trials are essential.
所以看试炼是少不了的。
We cannot perfect our characters unless we have trials.
我们的品格除非有试炼来到，不然就不能得到完全的塑造。
Trials are God's workmen to accomplish the perfecting of characters through the agency of the Holy Ghost.
上帝呢，借着试炼成为一个工具，来帮助我们，借着圣灵在我们心中的工作，来使我们的品格得以完全。
Now listen to this. The Lord brings His children over the same ground again and again.
上帝一再引领他的子民经过同样的试炼。
Increasing the pressure until perfect humility fills the mind and the character is transformed.
继续加增磨练的压力，直到他们心里完全谦卑，品格得了改造。
So what happens?
我们看到什么？
You don't overcome in this trial.
如果在这个试炼中不是你来克服，
What does God do?
上帝做什么？
He's going to bring you right back again to the same trial.
你失败了，他要让你再同样经过同样的这个试炼。
But this time he puts more pressure on you.
但是这一次呢，他就加压。
And he continues to bring you around and around and around with more pressure every time.
然后他可能一再的让你在经过同样的试炼，一次一次的再加更多的磨练。
Until God produces perfect humility and your character is transformed.
直到这个压力呢，使到你心里完全的谦卑，品格完全得到改造。
This is the early rain experience.
这个就是早雨的经验。
It is unpleasant at times.
有时候是真的不好受。
But it is necessary.
但是必须。
My friends, let me look. We're not going to go to heaven, you know, on a sleigh ride all the way down, you know, a hill, just coasting all the way to heaven.
我们往天国的路并不是顺顺利利，好像从个斜坡滑下来进去的。
I shouldn't have used a sleigh ride. You guys don't get snow over here.
我们这里没有滑雪，所以这个好像不是很好的形容。
Maybe a waterfall or something, you know, you slide down a river.
可能是这个啊，顺这个河水的
顺流而下。Some people have a misconception.
有些人有错误的看法。
They think that it's easy to be saved.
他们认为得救是很容易的功夫。
I got news for you.
那我要告诉你
It's a battle and a march.
这个是一场争斗
To get to heaven.
如果你要到天国
There's a heaven to win and a hell to shun.
我们一方面要到天国去，一方面要避免不要到地狱去。
Most people don't want to win heaven because they're not shunning hell.
因为很多人呢之所以不能够得到天国，是因为他们没有避免地狱。
You see, unlike Joseph, when he fled from Potiphar's wife,
你看看约瑟，当他从波提法的妻子逃跑的时候
，Potiphar's wife represents temptation and sin.
波提法的妻子代表了这个试探和罪。
Most people want Potiphar's wife to catch him.
多数的人多么希望波提法的妻子可以把他紧紧的抱住。
She goes on to say this.
怀斯母继续说
When they have their characters transformed,
当他的品格得了改造
then she says, they are victorious over self and in harmony with Christ and the Spirit of heaven.
然后他说，于是他们战胜了自己，而与基督和天国的精神呢是相和谐的。
So what is the early rain experience about?
所以这个早雨的经验是怎么样的呢
？The early rain experience is about getting victory over self.
这个早雨的经验是让我们战胜了自己
，being in harmony with Christ
和基督和谐
，and the Spirit of heaven.
并有天国的精神。
This is the early rain, not latter rain.
这个就全部都是早雨的经验，不是晚雨的。
Let's go on.
再看。
The purification of God's people cannot be accomplished without suffering.
上帝的子民要得洁净，必须忍受苦难。
Just as Jesus could not offer salvation.Unless he too suffered.
耶稣也一样的，除非他走过苦难，他才可以带给我们救赎。
That's why Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
所以耶稣说，你要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Why did Jesus use that metaphor?
为什么耶稣这样形容呢
？The cross. When we think of the cross, we think of Jesus.
我们想到十字架是想到耶稣嘛。
Just as Jesus had to bear the cross and suffer for us,
耶稣为我们背起他的十字架，为我们受苦
that he may bring us salvation,
好让他带给我们救赎。
So each of us has a cross to bear.
我们自己也要背起自己的十字架
in order that God may save us,
好让我们的上帝拯救。
But if you refuse to bear the cross,
但是如果我们拒绝背起自己的十字架。那天国可能就不是你的天家了。
It is
你要记得
that the early rain experience is about bearing your cross.
早雨的经验就是背起你的十字架的经验。
Let's keep on going.
我们再看。
This is all in the same statement.
同样的，在今日的生活这一个摘录。
Talking about that the only way it can take place is through suffering.
谈到唯一我们要经过的就是苦难之路。
She says he passes us from one fire to another, testing our true worth.
他使我们屡次从火中经过，试验我们的真价值。
So you go from one trial to the next.
所以你
one fire to the next.
你从一个试炼到另一个试炼，从一个火跳进另外一个火。
And what is God testing?
上帝要试炼的是什么？
Your moral worth, what kind of value you really have?
就是你道德的价值，你到底有什么道德的价值？
You know.Paul said this in 2 Timothy.
保罗在提摩太后书说
that the church of God has vessels made of gold and silver and wood and stone and earth.
上帝的教会有是成为金银的器皿，也有说做从木而做成的器皿。
Now you or I are either vessels of gold or silver or wood and earth.
我们不是金银的器皿呢，就是这些木和这些泥土所造成的器皿。但是唯一能够证明我们是什么样的器皿的方法，就是把我们全部丢进火窑里。
He goes on to say this: True grace is willing to be tried.
他说，真实的美德必是愿意接受考验的。
If we are loath to be searched by the Lord, our condition is one of peril.
假使我们不肯忍受我们主的考验，那么我们的境况是危险的。
If we refuse to allow the Lord to try us, my friends, there's no way God then can save you.
如果我们拒绝让我们的主来磨练我们，朋友们，我们不可能得救。
Trials and tribulations are God's workmen for the saving of the human race.
我们看到就是上帝借着困苦与磨练来带领他的子民能够得到拯救。
But we don't want to go through the trials and tribulations.
但是我们愿意走这些困苦与磨练之路吗？
Like Sister White said,
怀师母说啊，
We want a goody goody religion.
哎，我们多么希望我们的宗教是啊，听起来是很好的宗教。
Yeah, you know, preach to me smoothly.
哇，你们所讲的道呢，听起来赏心悦目。
They bring teachers and they have what? What's Peter? What does Paul say in 2 Timothy? They've got what? Itchy ears.
这些人啊，保罗形容呢，就是他们的耳朵啊，非常的发痒。
They don't want to hear the truth.
他们不要听真理。
What did Prophet Isaiah say in chapter 30?
那么在这个三十章以赛亚书，以赛亚怎么样说？
Starting with verse 9 and 10 and so forth.
从第九节开始。
What did he say?
他说什么呢？
The church is saying, cause the Holy One of Israel for us.
他说，叫这个神圣的这个天啊耶和华停止在我们面前出现。
There are those in the church today who do not want to hear the unadulterated truth.
许多教会今天所不愿意听的就是那些毫无存渣的这些真理。
And what they don't realize is they're forfeiting eternal life.
但是他们没有想到的就是这些真理可以带领他们进入永生。
We have to preach this message.
我们必须宣扬这样的真理。
Our souls are at stake.
我们的生灵受到了这个迫害和威胁，所以我们都有这些道德这个责任，要履行这样的任务。但是你每一次所讲的道，就是要人听的舒服的道呢，你就做不到这一点了。
Now look, friends, again, I want to emphasize this point.
朋友们，我再次的要强调这一点。
We have to preach the truth.
我们要讲的是真理。
But it has to be done in the spirit of Jesus.
但是我们要带着耶稣的这个耶稣的品格的方式来讲。
But by the grace of God, we must declare the truth that God has given to us as Seventh-day Adventists.
但是凭着上帝所给我们的恩典，我们愿意把这个上帝所交代的真理宣扬出去。
Look, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
我是一个基督复临安息日会友。
When I walk into a Seventh-day Adventist church,
当我进入我们的教堂的时候
，Do you know what I want to hear?
你想我要听到什么样的信息
？I don't know about you, but I want to hear Seventh-day Adventist doctrine.
我要听的就是基督复临安息日会所讲的真理。
I don't want to hear Baptist theology.
我不要听到的是浸信会的真理。
I don't want to hear about the Presbyterian theology.
我或者是长老会他们的神学。
Or the Episcopalians.
或者是其他教会的神学。
Or the Congregationalists.
或者是其他的这个新兴的教会的神学。
Or Roman Catholic theology.
或者天主教的神学。
I mean, friends, I don't know what to tell you, but I want to hear also the spirit of prophecy.
而我也愿意在自己的教会听到预言之灵的教导。
And I've heard people say, "Well, we don't want to offend the visitors."
哦，我们听人家上说啊，我们不要冒犯那些慕道友。
Well, how else are they going to know the Seventh-day Adventist message unless you tell them about Seventh-day Adventism?
那他们来听的时候你不讲，他们怎么样去听，去怎么样去学习到基督复临安息日教会的真理呢
？I sometimes say, "You know, well, we don't want to offend the visitors." And what about offending me?
我们时常说不要冒犯那些慕道友，那你冒犯我呢？
You don't mind offending me, you trample all over me.
你不介意冒犯我吗？
But you don't want to offend the visitor.
而你却不愿意冒犯慕道友。
I don't know. I would think that if you're a visitor, you know, you're a non-Adventist, you walk into an Adventist church, I would think you would expect to hear Seventh-day Adventist teaching.
对我来说，如果你是一位慕道友，你是来宾，你进入我们的基督复临安息日教会，就是要听我们的信息嘛。
I can tell you this right now. If I walk into a Baptist church,
如果我今天走入一个浸信教会
，and tell them, look, I don't want to hear Baptist theology because you're going to offend me.
我跟他们说，请你不要讲你们的神学，因为你会冒犯到我。
You know what they're going to tell me?
你会他们怎样告诉我
？Same door you came in, son, is the same door you go out.
你就从你走进来的门，同样的走出那道门吧。
We have a message to give, and we ought not to be ashamed.
我们有一个信息要讲，我们不应该感到羞耻。
What do you say? By the grace of God, we start making changes in our lives.
我们愿意的就是不能够只是因为平安点得到拯救而不要继续的进步。
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your tender mercies.
父啊，再次感谢您给我们的恩惠。
Help us to recognize our great need in you.
帮助我们感受到我们的需要。
And once again, dear Lord, forgive us for where we have fallen short.
求你再次赦免宽恕，如果我们有亏欠你的。
Now bless us and keep us in Jesus' name.
继续的保守我们，赐福我们，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.